Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show, and the intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. If you don't have a copy of my book, you can get an excerpt absolutely free on my website. Just go to karencan.com. Put your name and email address in, and I will send you the link to download the excerpt and access to 5 of my Fast Track Your Healing programs absolutely free. And those are webinar classes that you can access at any time. So you can just bookmark that page that I send you, and you don't have to put in the coupon codes. You don't have to pay for any of that. You can go ahead and take those classes. So I really look forward to connecting with you. Today, we're actually going to do something completely different. Well, not completely, but because I always like to talk about my topics. But, you know, I said the intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest. And part of that is most people, if you ask them, are going to want to manifest radiant health, right? Prosperity, good relationships. And not that long ago, somebody emailed me about having him on the radio show and talking about names, like our name, like my name, Karen Can, and doing names analysis. And I got to tell you, I think I felt like there was a little bit of fear there. I wasn't sure what it was. Maybe, you know, I thought it was hokey, or maybe it was because I really didn't want to know, or maybe it was because I felt like if I knew what my name meant symbolically, that somehow I might change something that might change my soul destiny. I don't know what it was. But more recently, getting more into, you know, the weird and wacky world of energy healing, it just dawned on me, like, huh, wait a second. You know, maybe I'm missing something here. And I thought, well, there must be a reason why this person contacted me. So I looked into it more, and I am so pleased, excited to have this guest on my show today talking about our name reality. What does our name say about ourselves? And before I introduce him, I just want to say a couple of things. You know, there's lots of factors that influence you, who you are today, including your environment, of course, what you eat, your decisions, your karma, you know, the list goes on and on. But have you ever thought about the power of your name? It's symbolic, right? Like each letter in your name is a symbol. And I had no idea that in ancient times that people were, this was like a science, you know, to actually name their baby certain, you know, a way so that the baby would have a better chance, you know, with prosperity, with manifesting. And the opposite is true if you have a name with those symbols that happen to be, let's just say, combined not in a very happy way, you could have some issues in your life. And when my guest actually did my name's analysis and we went over it last week, I was really shocked. I got to tell you that how accurate it was, not only because all the really cool things I found about my, you know, what I'm good at, but which I already knew, but it was really great to have that feedback. But also, you know, some of the parts of me that I have to be careful of and watch out for and balance out, which luckily, looking at those, you know, that huge pile of paper I got explaining all this in detail, I really realized that I really have worked on a lot of that shadow stuff, and that was really cool. And at first, you know, when I had, you know, told my guests about my last name, when I changed it with my marriage, and then took a while to change it back from my married name back to my maiden name, part of my married name, there was a letter there, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but there's a letter there that was, let's just say, an unhappy letter. It meant loss. And I thought, yeah, I don't remember having any loss. And that was about the time I changed my name. I didn't really pay as much attention to it. I thought, well, I can't think of any loss. Well, but then yesterday it just dawned on me that I had a miscarriage exactly during those years that my guest said that I would have experienced loss had I not changed my name officially. So that was just like, wow, you know, like that was definitely so true. So today's guest is Leon Zanamiari, and his website is namesdoctor.com. So again, it's namesdoctor.com. And he's some really cool articles, and we'll tell you what gift he has for you today to download. And if you want to, now Leon takes a very long time to an effort to do a names analysis. So you're not going to be able to get your names analysis, you know, done on the show. But if you have questions to ask Leon in the latter half of the show, you can call in, and the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, the guest number is 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 so we know that your hand is up. And this is a really interesting. I'm going to have Leon tell us his personal journey to get to this to get to this point. So, Leon, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and what a wonderful introduction. There's not much I can really say now. Shall I go?
Well, let's just start with just so our listeners, whether it be, you know, live or on the replay, get to know you a little bit. Like, how did you get into this kind of, you know, kind of weird and not very well-known world of analyzing names? Like, I'd never really heard about it before you.
I never thought that I was going to be doing what I'm doing myself, to be quite honest. But that's how our destiny takes us sometimes. It's a sequence of events. It's a question of joining up the dots. And I've been joining up the dots for many, many years. It actually started when I was just a little kid. I can remember when I was about 5 years old, looking at an ant's nest and thinking, well, these ants, they don't seem to be able to talk to one another, but they obviously are communicating, and they seem a lot more organized than some of we humans. And then when I was about 8 years old, I was thinking, well, when we're asleep and we're dreaming, is that when we're actually asleep, or is it the other way around, when we're awake? You know, so are we actually dreaming now, and when we think we're going to sleep, we're actually living the real life? But then I took it a stage further when I was 8 years old, and I questioned. I was always questioning things. I said, well, what if maybe we don't exist at all, and we are just in somebody else's dream? So my mind has always been going off into far, way out places. I went through a massive spiritual growth about 20-something years ago. I was very, very much into past lives, reincarnation. I'd read some books on it, and I thought, yeah, there's so much that just seems to make sense here, so I need to find out more. And I went to a couple of hypnotherapists, and unfortunately, I didn't go any further than the chair that I was sitting in. But then I did meet up with a very, very gifted woman who actually turned out to be my first mentor. I've had three mentors, all of them at Oracle level, so I've been blessed with some wonderful teachers. And she took me back through many, many of my previous 72 lives, and she opened my third eye, and she activated dormant DNA strands, etc., etc., etc. I just took off like a rocket. And yeah, it was wonderful. I got myself grounded. I got my feet on the ground, and I felt so much better about myself. But my personal life continued a roller coaster pattern. Now, it wasn't really doom and gloom, but I've had some pretty serious ups and downs, mainly financial. I've always been in business for myself. Had I just worked for a company, I'd have probably just lost my job. But instead, I lost my business three times, and nobody could understand why. I couldn't understand myself. And yet, when we were going through a recession in England in the late 1980s, I was flying high. All of my competitors were complaining and say, oh, business is down 30, 40, 50%. And I was just getting all the business and making all the money. And I remember at that time thinking, I know I'm pretty good at my job, but I'm not that good. I'm not that good. What's going on? What's going on? So it turns out that, as you found out for yourself, the letter U can signify loss. Now, don't people out there, just because you've got a U in your name, it doesn't mean to say, oh, doom and gloom, the end of the world. No, far from it. This whole system is all about balance, and it's about the balance from other letters in your names that can indicate year by year what potentially is going on as far as influences, events, and the way you actually deal with them. Now, I had a U in my first name. My birth name was Paul. And I had a U in my surname, and I had an O in my middle name. And I would frequently go into this U with O, with perhaps a second U, or some other letters that are not too positive. So the O represents money, stability, tranquility. The U signifies loss. And I would have two letter U's, sometimes accumulating together within the same couple of year time frame, with the letter O. So loss of stability, loss of finances, loss of money. Mm-hmm. I went bankrupt three times. And like I said, nobody around me could understand why all of a sudden my business was just on the floor. So that, plus also the fact I had an alcohol problem for the majority of my life. I used to consider myself a hard worker by day and a hard drinker by night. I was not an alcoholic in the sense carrying around a little hip flask with me. I was a binge drinker. Generally, I would have a few drinks to unwind at the end of the day, because my names are full of so much physical nervous energy and mental nervous energy. I was a great worker, fast brain and physically active. In fact, when I was 12 years old, I was sports athlete of the year, and I was into sports when I was younger, had a huge amount of energy. But at the end of the day, I found it hard to unwind and relax. So alcohol was my escape, and that haunted me for the majority of my life until I changed my names. And when I changed my names, and I purposely designed names to keep some of the original strengths, the positives that I had that I liked about myself, but I also took away the negatives that I didn't like about myself. I could be unpredictable. One minute I would be, you know, kind, loving, sharing, and the next minute I could be a downright nasty person and even a thief. You know, So I kept all the good sides, and I took away the negatives, and I introduced some new energy from some new names and personalities. Literally, within a couple of weeks, the need for alcohol started to drop rapidly, rapidly. And within 3 months, I did not like having an alcoholic buzz at all, not at all. In fact, now I can enjoy having a couple of beers, especially when I go back to England. The beer there is so good. It's nice to have one or two glasses of beer, but I don't like to have that third one or that fourth one. I don't like that alcohol buzz. So it was a chain reaction. It was actually my daughter who mentioned a guy in England who analyzed people's names. So I thought, I've got nothing to lose. Let me check this guy out. And he analyzed my names using this system, and I was just blown away, just the same as you were pretty much blown away as to yeah, how accurate it was. Now, the great thing with this system is, yeah, it gives you lots of information, but this is not like a psychic reading where they say, oh, and at 12 o'clock tomorrow, you're going to meet a tall, dark stranger. He'll have a pink carnation in his top lapel, make sure you're outside the train station. No, it's not going into those sort of specific details. It gives you an overall pattern, so you can see overall the influences which are going on from your names, and then the second part of the system, the influences that are going on from your events chart. So I, for one, have never wanted to look too deeply into the future. I've been more concerned about looking at my past and past lives. And I think, like you said, a lot of people, they like to know a little bit, but they don't want to know too much, because it takes away some of the excitement, some of the fun. And that's the beauty of this system. It shows you an overall pattern, an overall projection. It's not going into details. So it leaves you, again, free to make choices. So that's what also drew me towards the system. And unfortunately, the guy that actually analyzed my names, he passed away a couple of years ago. But I did actually spend a lot of time with him, and I then picked up a original copy of the 1929 book where this system actually comes from, which is called The Fundamental Principles of the Yi King Tao, the Kabbalahs of Egypt, and the Hebrews. Two sisters from the Chicago area spent their entire lives studying names and different name systems. And eventually they came across this particular system and then had to do lots of translations. Lots of this stuff comes back from thousands of years ago in hieroglyphics and so forth. But they actually put together this whole system. They didn't invent the system. They just translated everything and put it all together so it could be read and used in the English language. And that's where I then based my study, and I got more and more into the system. I haven't changed the system. My book, Name Reality, is very similar to the 1929 book. I have updated a few things. I did actually crack a numerical code in the process, which has helped me to advance even further with the system. But it's a system that's been kicking around for thousands of years. It actually goes back about 10,000 years.
Wow.
There's a hieratic papyrus, which was discovered in Egypt. It's actually preserved now in the Louvre Library in Paris, and a translation on that was actually made about 150 years ago. That is from the Book of the Master of the Secret House, which is also known as the Book of the Dead. In China, it was actually recorded and preserved in its splendid entirety, and that's known to the ancients as the Way of Life. A much more complicated version can be found in the Indian Vedas and the Hebrew Kabbalists. So this is not something that's been, you know, put together by someone here and someone there. No, the whole system has been out there for thousands of years, but it has been kept very, very much a secret. You talk about the book called The Secret. Well, actually, that wasn't really a secret, to be quite honest. I mean, the laws of attraction have been around for years, and I've got a book from 1963, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. It's a brilliant book. I wish I'd have had it in 1963. This actual name system, you could say, yeah, it is a big, big secret, and it is very, very powerful. So let me just give you a quick introduction, what this is about. Basically, from birth, you're given documented names. They create a blueprint that shapes and defines your character, your personality, your virtues, your vices, and areas of both your mental and your physical health, for better or for worse. And more amazing, the second part of this system, it reveals how letters from each of your names rotate at predetermined years, influencing events and the way you live your life. So this system, it shows why some of us appear to live happy, stress-free lives and others do not. Also, with the second part of the system, with the events chart, shows why some years you can be trying so hard to get ahead, but you just don't make any progress, whereas other years things just roll and flow and things fall into place. So this system, it can actually be the turning point for some people, especially if you just need to understand yourself better, if you need to improve specific areas of your life, or if you want to create a new, vibrant, healthy, successful, happy name for you or for your baby.
Well, I love the part where you said earlier that unlike a psychic reading that is sometimes very specific about a certain thing, and then a lot of people I notice when they get a psychic reading, that they get scared rather than happy because depending on the psychic, depending on the information they get, they feel like they're locked into this destiny that they have no choice. They're going to have a divorce or they're going to have, you know, whatever. And that really bugs me when that happens. And that's one of the reasons I don't go to psychics, but not that I don't have a lot of friends that are psychic, but it's just that I don't like people feeling like they don't have free will and free choice. And with the system that you're talking about that's been around for thousands of years, is that you're, like you said, you're giving this overview and it actually amplifies, I think, your free will or free choice. Like it makes you really go, oh, wow, I have this tendency or I have, this is my, you know, this
very
my
much,
gift.
Yes.
Then
yes.
you can use them for good.
It shows your strengths and it also shows your weaknesses. And when you're aware of both of them, you can use them to your advantage. And when you see the second part of the system, the events chart, you can see when good years are coming and when perhaps sensitive years are coming, where you're going to be very emotionally sensitive or things could be looking good for business, for finance and so forth. You can use it to your advantage. Yeah, it's exactly that. It's a tool, and of course, the great thing with this name analysis system, when I analyze somebody's name and I give them all the documentation, this is a lifetime analysis. This starts from birth and goes through to age 99. So this is a one-time thing. You need to do it one time, and you can keep all that information and use it for the rest of your life. You don't have to keep going back for another psychic reading. What's going to happen next month? This gives whole life. This is your whole life. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, can you give us a couple of favorite stories that you've had from clients maybe, like before and after, things that dramatically changed in their life?
Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on. The best thing I would say for the people listening in who are perhaps saying, this sounds interesting, do go to my website, which is namesdoctor, N-A-M-E-S, namesdoctor.com, and you'll see an abundance of reviews that I've had from people on Amazon and the other places to buy books who have to review about the book. But also from clients who've actually worked with me. Some who've just had a name analysis and said, like yourself, hey, this is pretty good information. And even though things are not looking too doom and gloom, yeah, I can use this to my advantage to take myself up to the next level. And I can see that in 8 years from now, there's going to be a little bit of a dark cloud there. Well, hey, it's not a problem. If you know that there's a 50-50 chance of thunder showers, heavy rain tomorrow, what do you do? Do you stay at home? No, of course you don't. You have to go about your life. You leave the house in the morning and you either take an umbrella or a raincoat. Now, if it does rain, you pop up the umbrella and guess what? You don't get wet. That's the same way that you use this system. Use it to your advantage. It doesn't mean to say, hey, there is going to be rain, there is going to be a thunderstorm, potential. So because we all have choice, we can actually change our destiny. We can change what's going to happen in the course of a day. For example, if you wake up in the morning and you rush into the kitchen and you stub your toe on the cooker, and you actually end up breaking your toe, it's ow, pain, and why is this happening? And it then sets off a chain reaction that changes the course of your day. You probably have to go to the outpatients, you know, to get your toe checked because it could be broken. So it changes the actual course of the day. Whereas if instead of rushing into the kitchen, you'd have just gone into the bathroom, maybe the toothpaste might have fallen off the end of your brush and down the plug hole. But hey, it's not as bad as breaking your toe, is it? You know, so it's all about making choices. And when you just have this overall sort of view, it allows you to make better choices. And choices, that's sometimes thousands of them in the course of a day. Just little choices. Should I do this? Should I do that? What am I going to do next? Oh, instead of doing that, I will do this first. You know, it's all about choices. So using this system, you can take advantage when the sun is going to shine. And you can carry that umbrella when the forecast is not so good. And if it comes along, you're prepared. You don't get wet. Mm. Simple as that. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I think it actually takes the fear out of, you know, out of manifesting. Just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, one review that was posted on Amazon about a month or two ago. It's a girl who actually became a client. Her name is Jamie Edwards. She has now since changed her name. And she actually came to me. She was very much into numerology and astrology. And I'll just quickly read the review that she posted on Amazon. It's also on the website with about 40 or 50 other reviews that I have. It says, "Why don't more people know about this? I've studied astrology and numerology for 20 years, and this is the first time I've seen this ancient method used. It's much more accurate than both those practices combined, utilizing not just the full name or prior names, but also mother's maiden name. I read the book and had a name analysis session with Leon, and I was amazed how accurate the results were. It showed why my certain years of my life were always met with turbulence just from the placement of a few unfortunate letters. After I saw the prediction for the next couple of years, I've decided to change my name with the help of Leon in private sessions. So glad I found this method." I also have testimonials on the website from people who've actually changed their names, and it's always the same thing. It's like, wow. One client did actually send me a review saying, I changed my name 3 years ago, and I know there is a difference. I can feel it within myself. Now, of course, I can't prove it, and it's very difficult to prove to other people, but I know it's true. And what a big part of this name system is all about, if your names are completely out of balance, out of whack, and if you want to make that change, you can. And sometimes it's just changing one name, changing a middle name that you very often don't use, changing the spelling of a name. For example, the name Amy, A-M-Y, A-M-I, A-M-I-E, A-M-I-E-E, A-M-E-Y. I mean, there's various different ways to spell Amy. They all sound the same, but they all have a totally different personality makeup and can alter the balance. This whole system is all about balance. Let me give you a good example. Picture a piano. You can take any one finger and you can press any key on a piano, and for the most, it'll sound good. Sure, some sound a little bit better than others, but one finger anywhere on a piano produces a nice sound. If you have to take two or three fingers, and especially two hands, and press several keys at the same time, which is simulating the combination of your names, if you get one or two fingers out, you'll sound a little bit out of tune, a little bit off key. But if you get three or four fingers or five fingers completely in the wrong place, you'll start to make a horrible noise. Your names apply a similar action. This is not about one name. There are 64 personalities that separate the human race using this system. 64 is a number you might have seen quite frequently. There's 64 hexagrams in the I Ching. There's 64 squares on a chessboard. There's 64 codons that make up our DNA. 64 is a powerful number. Each name that you have is the combination of two of those personalities. So if you have a first name, a middle name, and a last name, that'll be six personalities. We also include the mother's maiden name because it is documented on your birth certificate, and you do come from the energy of two people. So it's only normal. You pick up energy from those two people. You pick up all sorts of stuff from your parents. You know, DNA is a big one. We also include the number of the day that you were born. So that is potentially 9 different personalities. You only have to do the mathematics. There's 64 personalities to choose from, and you could have 9 personalities. That's not adding on marriages. That's just your birth names. The odds of somebody having the same combination personality as you is more than 1 in 200 billion. So the odds are just as accurate as your DNA, as your fingerprints. You have a unique pattern that comes from your names. And even if somebody did have the same set of personalities, the chances are the names wouldn't be quite the same. So the events chart, the second part of the system, wouldn't be the same anyway. So yes, there'd be the same sort of character, personality, makeup, virtues, vices of that person being the same as somebody else, but then as they go through the years of their life, a different set of influences are going to come in. So this system is very, very accurate. Oh, for the people listening in, some might be saying, but isn't this numerology? No, it's not. This system is very, very different. Numerology is a great system, whether you use the Western system, the older Kabbalah system. In fact, there's several versions of numerology out there, and they all have something very, very good to offer. They do provide good information, but they don't go down the deeper, darker paths that this system covers. This shows areas of mental stress, anxiety. It also shows physical health areas like growths, tumors, and cancers. It goes down those little avenues that you don't find in other systems. And of course, the great thing is the second part of the system with the events chart provides you with a lifetime chart that you can actually read for yourself, so you can see those influences that are going on year by year. And most important about this system, it's the only system out there that you can use to accurately change, modify, or create a name. You cannot do it with numerology or any of these other systems out there. I've had a lot of people come to me who have used other systems trying to change their names, and well, it's like rolling the dice. You might get lucky, but some people, no, it didn't work at all, and we've had to unravel everything and start all over. So I'm very, very blessed to have come across this system. And I'm now spending the rest of my life sharing the information with other people.
Well, lucky for us. Now, now, Leon, you said, you know, when I had my session with you that I was one of the more fortunate few that have a balanced name. So maybe
yes,
you can give us some stats, like what percentage of people have what you would consider a balanced name without any major issues, and what percentage of people don't?
Yeah, because obviously I'm sure there's some people listening in who are getting quite worried right now, thinking, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. No, it is not doom and gloom. The number of people who actually come to me for a name analysis and never change their names, the numbers are very, very high. Because when you have this information and you say, oh, yeah, it says here that sometimes I can start to get a bit sarcastic and a bit argumentative and da-da-da and this and that, little negatives. And you think, and so put yourself in the position the next time you get into a situation where you feel that little tendency coming on and you make a sarcastic comment, you go, oh, damn, I just made a sarcastic comment. It's in my name, isn't it? You know what? I think I can get away with that one comment, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut and I'm not going to make any more sarcastic comments, because people don't always appreciate sarcasm. Sarcasm, they say, is the lowest form of wit. It can be funny. It can be humorous. But when you feel that coming on, whoops, hold back, keep it in, take control, and then use your strengths. The numbers. These are pretty sort of average numbers, because obviously we have 7 billion people on this planet, but certainly using the Roman alphabet, which is what this system is currently based on. I have actually had clients from other parts of the world, and we've had to do some very complicated translations from one alphabet to another, but basically using the Roman alphabet, approximately 50% of the population could really benefit from a name change or a name modification. Like I said, sometimes it's just getting rid of that middle name or getting rid of a marriage name that you had and you've now divorced, but you're still carrying the energy of that name. I mean, if the marriage didn't work, why keep the name? There are exceptions. If you've got children involved and the kids are at school, you don't want to go through all that process of having to change the names, and the kids get comments from other kids. And yeah, I can understand that. But basically, if that name wasn't working for you, then it might be a good idea to take it away. There are exceptions. Sometimes that name can actually give you a little bit of a helping hand. But that's where the beauty of the system comes in. You can see, and I've had lots of people come to me specifically for that reason. Hey, should I keep this name or should I let it go? Because I got divorced 10 years ago, but I'm still using the name. And sometimes they say, hey, keep it. Sometimes I say, no, it's got to go. It really has got to go. But anyway, getting back to percentages, yeah, 50% of the population could really benefit from a name change, name modification. 40% of the population, they do not need to change their name at all. They can use this information to really take advantage of their strengths and reduce, control their weaknesses. And 10, 15, maybe 20% of the population have names that are just pretty good. I mean, just full of positive letters that help bring good things into your life as far as the events chart goes. And their names are pretty well balanced. And as I said to you, it was quite a pleasure to analyze your name and be able to come back to you, because it's not that often that I can actually analyze someone's names and go, wow, this is really good. This is really good.
Yay, lucky me.
Yeah, lucky you. I mean, sure, there's a few little dips here and there, but of course you've now got this information, so you can take full control of it and literally just get on with your life and let things run, let things flow. So the thing that I usually find is that people will perhaps have a good balance of personalities. They're a lovely person. They're a sweetheart, kind, loving, affectionate, caring, just a wonderful person. But all this crap just keeps coming into their life, and that's because of the events chart. And occasionally when people have got a really upset balance in their personalities and they've got a negative events chart as well, that's when life is doom and gloom for that person. So that involves doing a name change. Usually, well, sometimes we can keep the first name or just change the spelling of the first name. Sometimes we can keep the surname. Some people are very, very attached to their names, even if they can see and they understand, oh, so that's where all these problems have come from. They still very often want to hang on to their roots. So when I work with clients, it's always the client's decision. It's always their choice. We just play around with different ideas and different spellings and different middle names and stuff. And sometimes we use initials. So it's all about you being totally happy. This is not a situation where, oh dear, my life is terrible and it shows up in my names. I need to change my names. Well, we have to come up with names that you really like. This is not where I say, oh, here's a choice of three names. Take your pick. No. We work together. We work together going through hundreds of names and trying to come up with sounds that you like, that you feel comfortable with. And then I'll perhaps tweak the spelling or this and that, and we'll start working on it to put it together. So you have a good balance of personalities. Again, keeping your strengths, but losing the weaknesses, and then creating an events chart that has lots of positive letters. Some people are saying, well, what's this about positive and negative letters? Well, we did mention about the letter U, which indicates loss. The you doesn't have to be negative. I've got a friend in England, and he actually has the name Paul, same as I had, with the U, but he also has Stephen with the P in his middle name, and he also has P in his surname. Now, P is for power and success. It's a very powerful letter, and I was looking at his chart just recently. I was over in England, and it was probably about 2008, I think it was. I said, you had the letter U there. What was going on then? I mean, his business is just thriving from success to success and more success. He's now got several operations going and very, very financially successful. And he's pretty happy with his life as well. He was looking at 2008 saying, well, no, I didn't have any financial losses. I said, well, yeah, because you've got the P here and the P there. So you had all these positive letters working in your favor, but the U was there. And he said, ah, I remember what it was. He said, in 2008, I'd got this business started a few years before, and I built it up and built it up. And I was fortunate to have a really good manager who could take over the business for me. And it was just as well because I lost interest in the project. Mm. So the U was loss of interest. It wasn't doom and gloom because he had these other positive letters working for him. And actually, Jay Leno, the comedian, he's got U's from, I think, from his middle name and also, I think, in his mother's maiden name as well. And he's very, very successful, of course. But why do you think Jay Leno keeps on buying all these different cars and restoring car after car, project after project? It's because for him, the excitement is going out and finding this old car in a barn. And then the excitement is to then restore it and to build it. But once he's driven it a couple of times, he's lost interest. He has to move on to the next project. So you have to be the end of the world. But, you know, that gives you an example. H can be for stress and strain. But when positive, it can be striving to get ahead. The V can sometimes weaken your character. But in a good chart, it means travel. W is for wavering conditions. And it can make you a bit nervous and edgy when it comes into your chart. The F is for it's to search and discover when it's positive. You want to go out and find things. You want to learn things. However, when it's in a negative chart, it is for concealment, either you concealing things from other people or people concealing things from you. But there are good positive letters. The C. The C is good for control, very good, strong letter for health, health recovery. The G is for gains in all areas of your life, especially when you're making decisions. The J only lasts for 1 year in the chart, but it's for family or business. You have to get involved in family or business, but usually it'll be for a good result. The K, as you know from yourself, is all about study, learning, and advancement. And, of course, the Ks keep popping up in your chart all over the place. The L is also for advancement. It can bring a little bit of self-sacrifice sometimes, but it is for a good end. The N, as you also know, is for love and loving conditions. The P is for power and success. The Q is also a very powerful letter as well, but we very often get to use it because in the English language, the U usually comes after the Q.
Right.
So all the good things that happen with the Q can crash when you go into the U's. But I do sometimes find a way to use the Q, and it has worked quite well in the past. The Y is a good one, which is for success in all areas of your life. And the Z, is good for repression. It represses negative circumstances. People will take up, listen to you, pay attention to you. It puts you in a position of power, like the rap singer Jay-Z. He was not born Jay-Z, and his actual names are Sean Corey Carter, which when you analyze those, actually makes him a very good businessman. Very good business head on that guy. He's a smart guy. But then he called himself Jay-Z. He didn't actually legally change his name. So there's a little exceptions here. This whole system is about documentation. Now, he didn't legally change his name to Jay-Z, but because Jay-Z is documented so heavily all around the world, Jay-Z, 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 it's on billboard posters, it's on record labels, it's everywhere. He is getting a very strong effect from the names Jay-Z. And as you probably know, the J, the Y, and the Z are extremely positive letters. So he has essentially, he has married into the name Jay-Z. He's added it onto his existing names. And these positive letters give him such a huge helping hand that is part of his success. And if you look in my book, you'll see I have a full name analysis on people like Simon Cowell, Rihanna, showing these sudden surges of success that came into their life when they went into positive letters. Now, they did all already have quite a good balance of name personalities, but then when they go into these positive letters, all of a sudden their career takes off. At the same time, in the book I talk about Amy Winehouse and Heath Ledger. Now, this system doesn't show death, no, but it can show extreme conditions through the mismatch of the personalities that you have, where you have this introvert mixed with extrovert, with excess mental nervous energy, excess physical nervous energy, where you just can't unwind, you can't relax. Just the same as I couldn't give up alcohol. I needed alcohol to calm myself down at the end of the day. And then, of course, I started to drink too much. The same thing with Amy Winehouse. Similar sort of thing with Heath Ledger, but his was more about just nervous anxiety. The poor man, from his names, he was going through hell and back. And it's no wonder that he just took drugs to the extreme and ended up losing his life. So it shows the good, the bad, and the ugly. But like I said,
well,
a lot of people...
Talking about Jay-Z for a minute there, so if people go by their nickname all the time and, you know, maybe they write it, you know, in letters and emails and, you know, is that documentation enough if they never really...
No.
Like, you know, I know a friend, his name is George, but
yeah.
He normally uses a different name, you know, and everybody calls him by that different name. But maybe, I don't know, but in legally, he's still George. So is he mostly going by George or the name that we nickname him?
It goes by your legal documented names. Nicknames do come into play when they're heavily documented. The general exceptions are an author with a successful book, so that name's getting out there hundreds of thousands of times, with a pop singer, an actor, an actress, where they have that success and that name is just being documented so heavily, you start to get more and more of an influence. But no, basically, it starts with your birth certificate. It's a three-step process, and many things in life are a three-step process. Actually, on my website, I also have a healing page going back to 20-plus years ago. That's where I started. I was actually an intuitive healer, and I was using a system that was developed by myself and three mentors that I have, and I've now put that all into perspective. It's out there that, and it can be shared with other people. So I was actually a healer, and that healing system is also based on the same three steps, which is documentation, activation, confirmation. And there's actually an article that I actually wrote and was published last year that I'd like to share with people. So if you simply go to my website, namesdoctor.com, send me an email, just simply ask for the article, and I'll send you back an article that was published, and it does relate to the same thing, documentation, activation, confirmation, It's based around the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto and his study on water and how you can change the vibration of water. Well, this article goes a little bit above and beyond that and shows you how to actually change the vibration of your drinking water so that when you drink that water, your body absorbs that new vibration. You can use it for bringing in health, happiness, abundance, a ton of different things. Now, the human body is actually more than 60% water. So when you understand that, it makes you realize just how important water is. It's a very, very important element on this planet, but also for the human body. Plus, the human body is basically an electrical device. There's electrical circuitry charges that are going through the body constantly, and it's water that carries all of that charge. So this particular article, it tells you how to change the vibration, the structure of your water to bring good things into your life. So please do send me an email and I'll send that off to you. But documentation, activation, confirmation. With your names from birth, you have a birth certificate, so your names are documented. As you go through the early years of your life, people start to call you by that name, so it activates it. And then if you're walking down a busy street when you get a bit older and someone calls out, Karen, Karen, you'll turn around. When you turn around, you're confirming it. That's the power of intention. Yes, that's me. I respond to that. So it's a three-step process. So nicknames, you can call yourself Minnie Mouse. It's really not going to have any influence on your life at all, unless you become a Jay-Z, a megastar, and it's documented extremely heavily. So basically where it's at.
Wow. So what about if somebody, how about somebody's, now, we're assuming that I see on your website that you help people, couples choose baby names, you know, that would be the ancients used them, and that's amazing. Do you ever find that this is transferable into the business world, or this is basically for your personal well-being?
Yeah, this is very much a personal system for your personal self. Your given documented names, they reflect upon the conditions of the human body. When it comes to names of your business, names of a boat, names of an airplane, that's where you go to numerology. I do help people with business names, but that is based primarily on numerology. So this is all about your personal names. And I completed a name for a baby just 2 weeks ago. We had to actually keep things a little bit on ice. We had a couple of options because we didn't know the exact day the baby was going to be born. And we do include the number of the day you were born in the system. And it actually turned out beautifully. The baby was born on the 30th, and we were kind of hoping it was going to be the 30th because we got this beautiful combination of names that fell in nicely with being born on the 30th. And it did happen. And the mother was just so, so happy that she's now got exactly what she wanted. And again, it's all about what the mother wants. This is not about me saying, hey, here's a good name. Take this. No, 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 not at all. Because the baby is actually communicating with the mother when it's in the womb telepathically saying, hey, call me Amy. And the mother says, you know, I just like the name Amy. I really like Amy. But of course, she doesn't always stop to think, should I spell it this way, that way, or the other way? So then, of course, a little bit of a mistake could maybe come in. But of course, ultimately, at the end of the day, there are no mistakes on this planet. No mistakes, ever. Everything happens for a reason. So it sets off another chain reaction.
Right. So, and even if somebody was like me, who was afraid of changing my so-called soul destiny by having this knowledge, if someone is, what we would call like a train wreck in terms of their names and their lives, And they know that, and then, you know, part of them might be saying, well, maybe my life is supposed to be like this, but what's your answer for that perception?
Oh, yeah. Everything that has happened right up until this conversation we're having right now has happened, and it's carved in stone. It's carved in stone in the Akashic Records. For those who are not aware what the Akashic Records are, it's a place back home, call it heaven, and it's where everything that's happened on planet Earth is documented. It's also called the Halls of Records. And what has happened and has actually transpired becomes carved in stone. What is going to happen in 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months, 5 years is also in the Akashic Records, but it's in jello form. It's soft. It hasn't actually cemented. It's not concrete. Because one little change in a decision can create a deviation that can send a ripple effect down the line. So what has happened in your life so far, even if your life has been doom and gloom, trust me, it was meant to happen. You were meant to go through it. You had to go through the experience, and hopefully you've learned from the experience. But if you're at the point saying, yeah, I've learned my lesson, but I want it to stop, enough is enough, well, now you're at that point where you can make a change. You've gotten to that point. You've been through all the ups and downs. You don't need to go through it anymore. It's time for change. This is where the laws of attraction can really come in. And the reason why people often fail with the laws of attraction, one, their names can be working against them, creating brick walls, invisible barriers they can't see. So they have to climb over this brick wall every morning as soon as they get out of bed. And then they've got all these potholes and bends and curves and hills and stuff to avoid throughout the rest of the day. So names can actually hold you back sometimes throughout your entire life if your personalities are badly matched. And if your events chart is really negative, you've got these years where for 2 or 3 years things will get really, really sensitive, really edgy. You'll be an emotional wreck. You'll be on this roller coaster ride you can't understand, you can't explain. So the great thing is, of course, you can use this system to make those changes. You can say, enough is enough. Let's make some changes. It's time for change. Everybody has choice. And life is all about choices. And sometimes just making one little choice to do this or to do that can then set off a change in the course of events that are going to happen. That's what it's all
well
about. Freedom of choice. Freedom of choice.
So, thank you. Well, one of the questions I had before I forget, because we only have a few minutes left here, is like, so I changed my name back from my married name with the U's to Karen Can, and but my, you know, everything, you know, Facebook, everything is Karen Can, everything, you know, is on my website, Karen Can, but my Skype is still my former name, married name. So, if someone has, and then the funny thing, Leon, is that literally since last week, I just met like 3 or 4 other people, all friends, you know, part of my network marketing group, just brand new people on the team that all have changed their names legally for exactly the reasons you talk about. So it's like, wow, holy synchronicity. And they're like, well, I was formerly this name, but now I'm this name, you know. So, but, you know, on Facebook, it's their old name. And so, like, how much does that still impact us if our social media or the things are still our names that we prefer not to have?
Well, obviously, once again, it starts with your birth certificate and it goes on from there. So unless you've literally cancelled out all of your birth names, you're probably carrying the full vibration of your birth names and then additional names that you've possibly added on through marriage is a good example. So the name change, when I actually change names for people, we use a name change document, which is very similar as a deed poll as used in England, that literally says on there, I hereby give up, abandon, relinquish all former said names of Mary Jo Smith, and from this day forth I shall be Doreen Janice Jackson. So it literally, through documentation, clears all the previous energy, and it gives you a fresh slate, a clean slate to work with. So, for example, Miley Cyrus, she changed her names, and it's quite ironic how she used to be the sweet little girl next door on a TV program, and then she changed her names, and she becomes this raunchy, outrageous, dominant woman doing all sorts of provocative things on the stage. Well, when she changed her names, it did create a shift in her personality, and I actually show the information on my website once again on the page called Famous Names. But she still kept her mother's maiden name because she didn't do a wipe the slate clean thing. She still kept some of the energy of the old names there. So it's a tricky one. It varies from situation to situation. Generally, if you have taken it upon yourself and said, no, that's it, I'm no longer going to have that married name, the more you drop the documentation, the faster the energy runs and it disappears. If you're now at the point where you've just basically got your Skype name, well, you're not picking up anything from that. But if it's on this and that and something else, and you go back through some old papers, oh, I forgot to change it on this, that, and the other, yes, you can still be picking up an influence, which is why when I sent you your chart, I included that married name to run on for a few more years so we could discuss it, because as soon as I saw your Skype, I thought, well, she hasn't changed her Skype name after all these years. What else have you maybe not changed? And obviously, you went through that situation of divorce and then changing back to your maiden name, you did it bit by bit. You didn't just suddenly, oh, I've got to change everything this week. And wow. You changed no, you did it bit here, bit there. Oh, I've got to change that one. Let me change this one back. So you were still picking up some influence after the divorce. And the more you document it, the more the energy runs. It's a three-part system: documentation, activation, say it, talk about it. Three, confirmation. Yes, this is the new me. Power of intention. Mm-hmm.
So, Leon, we're actually a little over time. I know there's still some people on the line here. Nobody has their hand up, mind you, but I did want to, I know what people want to ask about, first of all, what do you recommend as far as getting their names analysis done with you, how much it is, and how long does it take, and what kind of information do they need to share?
Okay. I do have a services page on the website that shows all the services I offer. And for people who are listening into this show, I will offer a substantial discount from the prices shown on the website. So please just send me an email. I heard you on the Karen Can Show. I'm interested in this service or that service, a name analysis, a mini name analysis or so forth, and I'll get right back to you with a discounted price. Basically, a full documented name analysis, which is all the information that I sent to you, which, as you know, is pretty extensive, complete with the 99-year life chart. My general fee for that is $295. If somebody wants to have that full service, I can discount that down to $250. If somebody's sitting on the fence a little bit and thinking, I'm not sure. You can go for what I call a mini name analysis, where I don't send you all the documentation, but we do have the consultation that usually runs for at least an hour, where I go through all the pros and cons with you verbally. And if after that you think, well, hey, I really could do with that documentation, then you just have to pay the price difference, and I'll send you all the documentation and do another follow-up consultation because you'll have more questions. That, the mini name analysis, I think on the website it's about $195, but I'll be doing that for $151. And as you know, there's a huge amount of my time goes into producing this. This is not where we just pick up the phone and have a 1 hour consultation, I will actually spend probably the best part of 2 hours before I even have that conversation with you to prepare all the information that I need to learn about you so I can share it with you. And a full documented name analysis takes me anywhere between 4 and 6 hours in total. So if you actually work out my hourly rate, I can actually make more money as a plumber or an electrician. But I love my work. I really, really love my work. I meet some wonderful people, and sometimes we do actually follow up with a name change, which is quite a long process. That can run into 10, 15, 20 hours, sometimes 25 hours, where we're bouncing backwards and forwards with emails and Skype conversations. But hey, it's a wonderful journey. It's a wonderful journey. So,
Great. That's a very, very reasonable price. I know how long it took you and the kind of energy required. And we thank you so much for, for doing that. And of course, now with the L's, the Y's, and the Z's in your name, we know you're successful.
One thing you could do, you could always put the initial G in with your names. G is for gains in all areas of your life, especially when you're making decisions. And if you take it as an initial, it's a very, very good personality for business, communications, networking, gives you a strong business mind. But in the events chart, the second part of the system, the G would be in your chart every single year for the rest of your life. And the G is for gains. Yeah. Pretty powerful stuff.
Very cool.
Hey,
so you could have G as your middle initial without the actual any sort of name, just G, and that would be every year.
Yeah. Plus, as I said when I went through your name analysis with you, the actual name that you picked up from your husband, the personality was actually good, and it blended in quite well. It actually gave you some new strengths. And at the time when you got married, there was a phase when you went through the letter G and you were getting the benefit of the G from that name. And that's at the point where things were going well for you. It gave you that extra strength. So, never say never, but something as simple as just adding the initial G into your existing names could give you an additional helping hand.
Oh, that's a great tip.
It's kind of invisible, but because you would know that it's there, the energy would just run even stronger. Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm. So everyone is listening, thank you so much for being on the call with Leon and I today. And his website is www.namesdoctor.com, all one word, namesdoctor.com. And check out, there's a really some famous names there. There's a cool page with some different famous names he's analyzed. And the services page, again, if you want to send him an email through the contact link on his website, and if you're interested, you do get a discount. Just tell him you listen to this on the Dr. Karen Can Show, and he'll give you a discount for both the mini analysis or the full documented name analysis. So thank you, Leon, for that. And also, he has a Facebook page, right, Leon?
Yes, I do. It is Leon Zonomiari.
Yeah, so check out the Facebook page, and he's got some really cool things he's also posting there as well. And this has been great, Leon. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. Oh, one final thing. The book is a 200-page fully instructional book, and it does take you step-by-step through the whole process. So you don't have to actually come to me for a name analysis. You can do it yourself. However, if you are thinking of changing your name, I do strongly recommend at least consulting me for perhaps a 1 hour consultation before you make a name change, because there could be things that I might spot. I can dot the I's and cross the T's. But the book is fully instructional. So for those that, I don't really want to spend any money, hey, you can buy an e-book or the paperback, and you can get all the information, and you can start playing around with your names, your children's names, your family names, and you can say, hey, look, this is where all this is coming from. So
fantastic. Okay.
It's a really,
awesome.
Really cool system. Yeah. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks, everyone, for listening in. Until next time, bye for now.
Bye-bye.